Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It is Fantastic Tuesday, or we haven't figured out a rhyme for Tuesday yet. We have Pamela Cummins on with us today, and I was going to try to get a little bit of music done here, and I'm not sure if that's going to absolutely happen before we get this done. Okay, there we go. That will probably help that a little bit. There we go. Pamela, are you on with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, and I'm going to adjust my echo here. Just a minute. Let me see if I can get rid of that.
Okay, let me talk. So can you hear the echo?
Yeah, slightly I can. Okay. Okay, how about now? Is that better?
It sounded fine to me, but...
Get it? Okay. All right.
Okay.
All righty. Well, let's see. It's one of those days where sometimes the computer works really great for me, and sometimes I had a moment because I thought we'd lost internet service, and I was going to have to really punt and try to get a hold of Jeff to do this. But anyway, we got on today, so I'm really happy to be here. Anyway, let's see. I'm going to go through the usual announcements here. I'm going to have you tell people a little bit who you are, what you do, and how to get a hold of you.
Okay. Let's see, Pamela Cummins, and I am a psychic. I specialize in love, relationships, self-growth. I also do dream interpretation, life direction, career and finance. I am clairaudient, which means I hear. I am clairsentience, which means I feel. I am clairvoyant, which means I see pictures, mostly inside my head, but I see pictures. I also hear song lyrics, and a lot of people call me the musical psychic because I get answers in songs. I also use tarot at times to bypass my ego. You can get a hold of me at my website, www.successfulariel.com. My phone number is 973-229-9704. If you're on Twitter, I am, you know, at Rev Pamela. And I'm also on Facebook, and it's Pamela, and the last name is C-U-M-M-I-N-S. And I just want to let everybody know that just for today and tomorrow, for the radio show only, I am having a special, a sale, where I'm giving $15 off on a half-hour reading. However, I always give, for the first-time caller, first-time client, I always give $10 off on a half-an-hour reading. So that would be $25 off, which is a great deal. I mean,
wow.
I would buy
that
it.
Is. That's a really good deal.
But it's only for today and tomorrow. You can, you know, you don't have to book right away, but I ask that you book within the next 90 days, or you can use it as a gift certificate. So,
oh, cool.
Gift certificate.
That's a good one. I like that.
Oh, yeah. My sister loves when I buy her a reading, you know, for her birthday or Christmas or whatever. She loves that.
Cool. I'm gonna clarify that for people. So what that what I'm thinking I'm hearing there is booking is different from calling. You absolutely need to call Pamela within the next 2 days to book your reading. But in terms of booking, it doesn't have to be this week or next week. You can book up to a month, 2 months, or even 3 months out. Is that right?
That's correct. And I also ask that you make the payment too. Okay,
right.
Instead of just calling and then I could hear from you, I could not hear from you. So if you
right.
know, if you pay, I accept PayPal.
Cool. All righty. Okay. That makes it really nice. Okay. All right. Well, we got some folks on and chomping at the bit to talk to you, man. There was people signed in here before I got signed on today. So I know we got callers who've been looking forward to talking to you probably for the since last week. So anyway, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right. Sounds good. Our first caller is from area code 407. 407, you're on the air with Pamela today.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hi. And who's calling, please?
This is Karen from Florida.
Hi, Karen.
Hey.
How can I help you?
My question is, I've been out of work for 15 months, had a real tough year last year. I lost my job while I was living and then lost my dad. And I'm trying to get the momentum going forward, and I've been really working hard and trying to find a job to get back in the workforce and get my life back on track, and wanted to know what you see coming up and hopefully work.
Oh, okay. I'm getting soon, very soon, okay? they're saying a couple, so that's either a couple weeks, couple months. I feel like something is going to come into fruition, okay? It feels stable, permanent, okay? My guides are saying it is okay. And the other image I'm getting is you doing something at home, too. And this doesn't feel like for the job. This feels like an extra, I want to say, on the side, earning extra money in some way, okay? And they're saying they're saying computer, okay? So I'm really not sure what that means.
Well, okay. I just notified a girl that I knew from another company today. I just remembered her and sent her my resume and just told her to, you know, send it out if she knew of anybody that might need somebody to do contract work. So I don't know if that's that or...
That feels good, okay, that feels good, but again, I'm just getting something, you know, permanent, something steady, and then I'm also seeing you do, get side work, vision work, you know, like you're sitting at, but it feels home, at a desk in front of a computer.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's
I've really been praying for a home-based job, though, because I have a chronic illness. I was born without an immune system, and...
Okay.
Now that I'm 50, it's getting difficult to go into an office and work, and I've been praying and praying and praying. It's like, oh, just give me a break.
Okay, then that could be what I'm seeing. Again, you know, I'm just getting steady full-time, you know, but it feels like on the side where you're in your home working. So I'm really not sure what that means. I'm just going to leave it at that because sometimes I just can't interpret what they're giving me.
You know, sometimes I'm wondering if they just don't want me to know and want it to be a surprise.
And I'm also, it's patience. You know, it's so funny because I heard a song lyric, and this is so true. The Waiting is the Hardest Part by Tom Petty, you know. And it's so true that, you know, waiting, the patience. I mean, who likes to wait in line? Who likes to wait at the doctor's office? Nobody does. We want the answer right then and there. And, you know, sometimes we don't get the answer right then and there because it's not prepared for us, you know, and they're working on it. They're behind the scenes, you know. And it's funny because when I said that, I got a vision of a play, you know, and a lot of times you see the play, but there's people working behind the scene, doing the scenery to get it set in place. So when the time comes, and that's why they're pointing it out like that, okay? And I'm hearing just trust.
I'm sorry,
I took a sip of water. They're saying just trust. And my guides are reminding you to look over your life and see how when you thought you weren't going to be taken care of, you were. Okay.
So that is very true. I always have been. You know, it's just sometimes at the 11th hour, it rattles your nerves a bit.
I know. I understand that completely.
You know, by then it's like, oh, my God, you're about ready to go over the edge. So, okay, well, thank you very much, and I am very, very grateful.
Good. And thank you for calling. And call back. As Kelly always says, call back. We want to know.
Okay, thank you.
I want to know how stuff goes. And it's like, you know, we like to...
I'll call back for sure. So hopefully it's like a couple weeks that I get a job. So.
Right, cool.
I'll call back and let y'all know one way or the other. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Have a good one. All right. Awesome. Good way to start the show after. Now let's see if I can get the computer to cooperate with me one more time. Okay, here we go. Let's see, area code 613. And it's spinning here. There we go. Okay, 613, we got you live on the air.
Hello, it's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hello. I'm just wondering what you see, if you see a man named Cameron contacting me and when.
I am feeling, yes, he will contact you, okay? I feel his energy around you, okay? Honestly, I'm not getting exactly when. This is weird. They're saying Thursday, and I'm not sure if that's Thursday of this week or Thursday, okay? That's a strange way of putting it. The other thing I'm getting about Cameron is a caution sign, okay? Be careful. I feel that he doesn't always speak the truth, and I don't feel like he goes out and intentionally lies. I just feel that he lies to himself, is a good way of putting it. You know, he doesn't fully be truthful because he can't be truthful. I hope I'm making sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't get that he's like, I don't feel like he's a con artist, that he intentionally goes and hurts people. I just get that he has good intentions, but he can't be truthful with himself and honest with himself. He's in a lot of denial, so therefore he is with you. Okay?
Does he have feelings for me?
He does. He does. Yes. Okay. And I'm hearing the really old song, Express Yourself, and it feels like it's very difficult for him to express himself. Okay, he has a lot more growth to go through, and I feel that he is in your life for you to learn, okay? And as I'm saying that, my guides are saying, and also boundaries, you know? And they're saying with him, communication is the key.
Do you see ongoing communication with him once he contacts me again?
Honestly, I'm seeing one of those things where it's like a graph that goes up and down, up and down. Sometimes he contacts you a lot, boom, then you don't hear from him. Sometimes he contacts you a lot, boom, you don't hear from him. Okay? And as I said that, they're saying it's the same old routine.
Do you see any sort of relationship in the future, or is that the way
honestly,
that it's...
Honestly, if you choose to have, you know, a relationship, and I was just, before I could finish, in my head I heard you can't keep coming in and out of my life. I feel like he's going to do that. He's going to pull really close to you, and you're going to feel comfortable and loved, and boom, he's going to pull away.
Okay?
And he pulls away, and he comes back, and you need to decide, do you want this? Can you handle it? Are you okay with it?
Yeah, we just had an argument in the weekend, and he basically said, don't contact me anymore, so that's why I'm wondering whether or not he will ever want to speak to me again.
Oh, he will, but again, I see him coming close, I see him pulling away, I see him coming close and pulling away.
Okay, but you don't have any time period as to when you think he might contact?
They're giving me the same answer Thursday, so I can't guarantee you if it's this Thursday, if it's the following Thursday, I'm just getting Thursday.
Wow.
Okay, I am getting that he has thought about calling you, you know, and then he puts the phone down.
That's within the past couple of days, you mean?
Yes, yes.
He still angry with me? Because he was very angry with me
For some reason, I'm hearing both. He's angry, and what that means to me, what I'm interpreting as you, but also himself. That's what I'm getting that as.
Is he?
Meaning he's mad at himself, but he's also mad at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And do you see him forgiving me? Or like there being forgiveness?
I'm getting yes, okay. But I'm also seeing him wave like a flag in front of your face, okay? So I feel like things from the past he'll bring up and put in your face again.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And
women do the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so, I don't know how else to say it. I feel that he's got a lot of work he needs to do on himself.
But he does have feelings for me, though.
Yes, that he does, of course.
Because he acted pretty much like he didn't, like he was saying the exact opposite to me. Like on the weekend.
Okay, and what I'm hearing is, I hate you. You know, when you, children, okay, and I don't have any children, but I actually had my niece say it to me one time, I hate you, and they don't hate you, they're just angry at you, okay? And my guides are saying perfect, because meaning that that was a perfect example because he is childlike.
Okay, so that's why.
He doesn't really mean it. He's just very angry. And you know what? And at the moment, he really didn't like you. But underneath, you know, it's really he didn't like what happened.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. Just like a child when they say, I hate you. because you won't let me go to that rock concert. You know, that's basically what it comes down to. You know, but deep down inside, if anything happened to you, he'd be devastated, you know?
Because he was like, you know, like even when he was angry, he was calling me names, and it was just really horrible.
Right, and that's just like a child, you know. So,
yes.
You know, again, you really need to think about, do you want to put up with this? You know,
no,
and again,
I don't, but I do care about him, so I guess I'm just trying to understand him.
Right, right. But listen, I don't mean to be rude, but we have other callers, you know, that need to get on, okay?
Thank you for putting things in perspective.
Good.
Yeah, so hopefully I'll hear from him soon.
Okay, great. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All righty. And away we go. I hear Tweety being happy there in the background today.
Yes, you know, and it's funny because earlier I was doing this recording, and I said, and he started up again, and I said, okay, let me just cover him up, okay? And he was tweeting even with the cover, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just going to bring him into the bathroom and keep the bathroom closed, because where I live in, it's like it's very open. The top floor is open. That's why you always hear him. You know?
Wow.
And
oh,
like,
cool.
Yeah, so the only time he'll stop tweeting is in the night when all the lights are off. So I apologize for that.
Oh, no, not at all. I get a kick out of hearing him because he's really happy and he's happy with the energy. It's like I call him your little energy bird because he's just going, he's so happy.
When he starts squawking, that's when I will interrupt the call and be like, stop squawking. He doesn't do it that much, but it's really annoying.
Every now and then. All righty. We got area code 615 here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Not a problem. Yeah. And what is your name?
Brenda.
Linda?
Brenda.
Brenda.
Yeah.
Okay. And Brenda, what is your question?
Well, I have two adult children that have gotten themselves into some messes, and I was wondering what you see happening with that.
Okay. Honestly, I see them, it's weird because I'm seeing them in a school cafeteria, okay, and being reprimanded, and they have to get up, and I'm seeing them clean windows. I know that's really weird. So what that means is that there will be punishment for their actions, okay, but I'm also getting lesson learned. It does feel like they got themselves in a really big mess. I mean, I'm getting a yucky feeling in my stomach. You know, my stomach muscles are tightening up. But I do, and it's interesting that they're using the analogy, now that I think of it, of cleaning glass, because they're getting the dirt off, but it helps them to see clearly, and that is being reinforced by the song, I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone. Oh, and it's so funny. I'm seeing those two birds from, I think it's a Windex commercial where they laugh when she cleans the windows and somebody, you know, like a bird will fly against it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so I feel they'll be okay, but they just, you know, it's a lesson learned.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, awesome, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My goodness.
That must have been her phone.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean, I could be.
You the music button, what happened?
Yeah, that's what I think it was. It could have been her phone.
It could be. All righty. Okay, and we got three more here. We got, I'm doing something weird with the screen here. Come on, let's see. Let me see if this will work for me the way I want it to. Oh, come on. Okay. Okay, guys, this is me. I'm having technical issues. There we go. Okay, finally got it. Okay, area code 843. 843, you're on with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Psychic Hello.
Hi.
Thank
Hello.
You for having me.
No problem.
I would love, my name is Pooja. I'm calling from South Carolina. I would love any message of what you see for me in the next month or two. I'm hoping for a move with my family. And so we're really waiting for our business to sell and things to kind of move forward. So I was just hoping, you know, any kind of confirmation or reassurance.
Okay, okay. And I'm sorry, what was your first name?
My name is Pooja.
Pooja. Okay, all right. You have young children around you or children?
I don't have any children, no.
Okay. And no one around you has children? Because I'm feeling children around you.
Okay. I tend to draw in a lot of childlike energy, I think. I think I'm supposed to be working with children.
Okay, because, again, you know, take that with a grain of salt, but I'm feeling children around you. Yeah, I feel you moving. It's weird. I'm seeing, okay, first of all, I saw, like, bouncing motions, and then I saw a kangaroo on a, like, a pogo stick. It's very strange. Going up and down. So I'm not sure if that means the move is up and down or your motions towards the move, okay? It does feel like it's going to happen. Are you feeling like moving like in a totally different area, whether it's out of state or something like that?
I was hoping to move to another, like on the other side of South Carolina.
Okay, all right, because that's what it feels like. It feels like a significant move is a good way of saying it.
It's a left kind of move?
I'm sorry?
What kind of move?
Like a significant move, like a big move. Like it's not to the next town over or within the same county. You know, again, almost like the out-of-state feeling, okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting, yes, it will go through. Yes, it will be. They're saying it's a good investment. I know that's a strange way. It's a good investment.
Yeah.
New life. I don't know. I'm seeing the ocean. I don't know if you live by the ocean now or not.
Well, it would be near the ocean.
Okay. All right.
So you see our business selling soon then.
Yes, yes. That feels like, yeah. And again, they're saying within two. I'm not really sure what that means. That could be 2 months. That could be 2 weeks. It could be on the second. You know, it feels like it's way before February, because February is the second month. It feels like it's before that. You know,
we're hoping it sells before like mid September is what we're praying for.
Yeah, it feels like it's gonna go, and I'm getting that it would be good for you. Okay. You know, just I want to say it feels like a lot of sunshine around you. It doesn't feel like you're escaping anything, okay? It feels like it's a necessary transformation, okay? And I'm seeing like a spiral kind of going mm-hmm. up. So it feels good. They are saying just trust, believe, and you shall receive. I'm also hearing, you know, I got a secret. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Secret and the way it started with the whispering. What that means to me is use the positive thinking, the affirmations, the visualizations, you know, actually see yourself there, okay? Because it's going to happen, okay? It's just in the meantime, and that's probably the bouncing up and down. Okay.
I know you were picking up two, but is there any way you can narrow it down? Do you feel like maybe a lot could happen within the next 2 weeks? We're under a little bit of a time constraint.
Honestly, I'm just giving what they're giving me, and I'm just hearing trust. It's all going to work out. Okay. What you need to do, though, okay? And I know that this is easier said than done, because I hate when people, you know, when I'm upset and they tell me to calm down, because that makes me want to punch them, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, but they are trying to say, you know, it's funny, I'm hearing you got to cool it down. Okay, there's a dance song where you got to cool it down. So try and keep as calm and centered as possible, okay?
Okay.
Because the worry is just going to, okay, they're saying worry never pays off, all right? And I understand, because a lot of times you could sit up all night worrying about something and then it doesn't come into fruition. Or if you continue to worry in the negative thoughts, you could make it come into fruition, okay? They're saying you will always have a home, you will always have a place to stay, okay? That's how they're putting it. And again, I'm hearing I got a secret. Okay? So I'm sorry, I can't always narrow it down to the right time, but you'll be taken care of.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. I got a secret.
You know? Yeah, so again, practice the principles of the secret.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, all right, thanks for calling.
All righty. Awesome. That's an interesting one. Okay, let's see what else we got going here. Got a couple more callers, and we'll take a little music break here. Got area code 980. 980, you're on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? And what is your first name?
Mandy.
Mandy?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And may I ask you, I'm just curious, and you don't have to tell me, because I know 908 is New Jersey. Where is 980? What state is that?
It's North Carolina.
Oh, okay, okay, great.
Cool.
It's actually near Charlotte, but I moved, so.
Oh, okay.
I just
looked
at my number. I'm making a lot of big changes in my life here lately, within the past year, and I just kind of want to get some confirmation on if what I'm doing is right.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. It's funny, before you even, we took the next call, I just felt compelled to grab a card, okay, tarot card, and it's the wise one, and it's of this woman, she's like a crone, she's an older woman who's sitting on a horseback, the horse is moving, and she's just very wise, so it is some good choices, okay, and there's, it's so funny, because I get this sometimes, you're probably too young for this cartoon, but I'm hearing never fear, underdog is here, okay,
yes.
And and what that means to me is you're supported spiritually, okay? You know, and it is good. They're saying to follow the yellow brick road. Oh, I love when they say that, okay? And it's funny, I'm seeing Dorothy with the Good Witch, okay? And what that means to me, now they're playing the song with the Munchkins in my head. What that means to me is that, you know, how Dorothy didn't know where she was going, okay, but she had to take this path, and it's kind of what's going on with you. Okay, there'll be some trials because that's life, but I'm also getting that there'll be a lot of people to help you, show you where to go, and also to listen to that inner voice, and it is going to get you to the right destiny, okay? I'm getting that you made some, I'm seeing you, like, scrub the floor, okay? So it feels like by doing that, you cleansed your foundation. I'm seeing a big tree growing. You will have the roots. You're going in the right direction. I'm getting business, career, finance-wise, okay, but also within your heart, too, and your relationships. You're on a good road, very
okay, good
road, good. Okay? You know, so
nice.
Now I'm hearing Stevie Wonder. I love when he comes in. Don't you worry about a thing, okay? The only thing is, when I heard that song, I also heard a song that he does, which is least popular, but I know it from the album. He's Mr. Know-It-All, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what that means to me is be careful of somebody who thinks they know it all, okay? Because nobody does. You know, in a sense, you know your path the best and what is right for you, okay? And for that, and it feels like a male. Male energy is what I'm getting around that, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling in. You know, I'm not going to steal Kelly's line. You say it.
Call back, because, like, we love to hear back from you guys. We're here 7 days a week at 773-897-6461. Click that follow button, and you will be able to have Blog Talk. What is it? They send, like, a reminder notice, show notice, something like that to your email. So those of you who would like to do that, by all means, it's like we'd love to have you come and check back in and see how things are going. All righty. Let's see. And our last one here, I'm not sure how. This is a caller with all ones, so I'm pretty sure this has got to be a Skype call. There's no name.
Yes. Hi. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. Hi. 111 is a good number, so.
Yeah,
there you
it
go.
Is.
Hi. Anyway, my name is Carol, and I'm calling from California. And what I'm calling about, there was kind of a blow up with my youngest son, and he's visiting his older brother right now. And there's just some surprising things that I learned, and I know, and I'm just wondering if Spirit has any insight, and if I'm probably going to see them and a group of people this weekend. They'll be coming to my house with some of their friends, and I'm just wondering how I should handle it and what I should do.
Okay, it's funny because I heard be the mommy, but be the good mommy, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting love and support and nurturing, okay? The other thing I'm getting is, and I've actually done this, like a baseball bat and smashing it against the bed, okay? So any anger or feelings you have, get it out before you see it. I feel like this is necessary And you said your son, correct?
Yes, it's
yes.
My two
okay.
sons. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, it's necessary for them to go through. It's going to help them grow. And also by, you know, it's funny because I'm hearing be the mommy, but don't be like the choking, all-consuming mommy.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Because that's really important, because if you do that, they're going to pull it away. If
okay.
you be supportive, you know, and, you know, let them do their own thing, and I am actually seeing, they showed it as a little boy, and I realize they're older than that, but I'm actually seeing a little boy walking and falling on their knees and kind of scraping their knees.
Okay.
And that's necessary for them to do. The other thing, this is so funny, they're saying if you knew everything they did, and that includes, you know, when they were a little child behind your back, like some of the daredevil things, you would be so upset and having a heart attack, okay?
Yeah.
But they need to grow. And I'm also getting that you're an excellent mother. I don't see your relationship deteriorating unless you become, you know, controlling and scared
right.
and everything else, which, you know, as a mother is very easy to do, very
mm-hmm.
easy to do. But I'm getting, they're getting older and wiser. I'm also, I love this image when I get like a bird actually, kicking with their bird feet,
yes.
kicking their children out of the nest. And it feels like, you know, it's getting close to that time. You know?
Well, they both live away from me. I mean, if, you know, I talk to them a couple of times a month, so it's not as if
right.
we're on top of each other.
But they're. I'm getting that Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's funny because at times I just feel like they're wanting you to cradle them.
Yeah, I think what happened is my son, there was a big life thing that's going on in his life regarding his college. He's been going to college. He's in his going into his third year of college, and he's not sure what he's going to be doing about that. And I just need to basically, I think what you're saying is, I just need to not be lecturing or anything else, but just need to, you know, it's his choice.
Yeah, allow him to do. I am getting that he will know how to make a living. He will be okay financially. Okay, it feels like honestly. I see him making a detour, and it feels like a short detour, but it also feels like a new path. I'm not saying he's not going to do his education. I just feel like him specializing in something a little different.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think he may go up. His brother has a company, computer company. Maybe he'll go up and work with him and learn from there. Who knows?
Yeah, but again, I feel him being okay financially. I don't feel him, like, going in, like, with long hair and hanging out in a rock band or anything like that. I don't see that, you know?
Yeah. Hand paneling on the corner.
Yeah, no, I don't see that. I see him being taken care of, okay? And that's the important thing because, really, you know, it's really important to allow him to do the work that he loves.
Right.
That's so important.
Absolutely,
you know?
And I'm all for it. I just want to know he's going on the right path, and I think you're giving me the right information. I just have to be very clear, as you said, when the ego comes in, but he's not asking me my opinion and blah, blah, blah. I have to just say, you know what, he's doing what he needs to do and back up and observe it, not get caught up in the emotion of it. So
sometimes the greatest support is when somebody says, what can I do for you to help you out?
That's
you know?
Good.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I know you have to go, and I really appreciate you. Are really good.
Oh, thank you,
Spirit, and thanks, Spirit, for coming through. Thank you for being the messenger today.
Oh, thank you for listening.
Okay.
Can I say one thing real quick before you get out?
Oh, please.
Okay. This is not anything psychic or anything. This is just kind of because I have five kids. My oldest is 28, so I've gone through this. I've got a 28, 26, and 23, so we've gone through the nest moment, you know, about three times so far, and I've still got a 10 and a 12 to go through.
Yeah.
But, you know, definitely they look to you. They still want your support and love. They just, you know, sometimes even when the hardest thing I ever had to do was when my oldest son was getting ready to graduate. He was still only 17.
Mm-hmm.
And he could not join the military. He decided he wanted to join the military. That was what he wanted to do. It did not make me happy. Really did not make me happy. And he finally went, you know, Mom, this is my life. It's like, you know, you've raised me all these years. I get
right.
to decide, you know, I'm blah, blah, blah. So I ended up signing having to sign the papers so he could actually go join because he didn't turn 18 until, it was like middle of June. And his, you know, training and all that stuff went in. But it's like, I'll tell you what, it's so hard. It's so hard to smile and let them go and go, you know what, they're going to have a lot worse. And it's like, you know, at least he's going to college. You know, I'm going to say it that way. It's like, at least your son is going to college. He's stateside. Mine signed up to go halfway across the world and be shot at. You know?
No, you're right.
There's a lot worse things can happen.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, seriously, if my son, you know, if push comes to shove, he can go work for his brother at his company because they're both my brother, you know, so you're right. I don't know what I would do if all of a sudden I knew they were going to be over in halfway
across
the world. So I understand, and I admire you for being able to, you're right, you're absolutely right. So you have to just trust in God and know that it's all going to be.
You know, and part of that, too, is, yes, it's like, you know, because God gives them to us for just a short time period in their life, and it's like, you know, you do the best you can as a parent by any means. I was absolutely not a perfect parent. It's like they've all three of the older ones have definitely come back and pointed out where I made mistakes.
Hilarious.
Because two of them have kids of their own now, and it's like they're going, okay, and I'm just waiting.
Sometimes,
kind of the Bill Cosby moment.
Yeah, sometimes they don't give you a lot of power, then other times it's your fault that everything's wrong with the world, and they give you an amazing amount of power. You know?
Yeah.
So
go with prayer with it and just go, you know, honey, I trust you. I mean, because, you know, if he's in like second or third year of college at this point, he's, you know, what, 2021. So, he's got his own life path. And the best thing you can tell him is just, you know what, I know you're a capable person. I raised you to be able to stand on your own 2 feet. And I know, you know, whatever you're doing, it's going to be, you know, your life path. And at the same time, the other thing we always know is that, you know, it's just like city streets. You know, we always come up to crossroads. We always come to places where, you know, I decided to drive down street A and I got to there and where it intersected Main Street, and I decided that was where I didn't want to go. So I circled around the block and went back, and now I'm going a different direction. So, you know, they will make life choices and changes like that too. I mean, I've seen this also. It's like, you know, you think they're starting on one way and they go, nope, I decided I didn't want to do that. It's like, I'm going to go this direction now. So you kind of go, okay, it's like you shift your own thinking and go, all righty, you know, whatever you want to do, as long as, kind of like the big joke in our family was like, as long as you don't want to go be a professional air guitarist, I'm fine. You know?
Right.
Hard to make a living being an air guitarist, but, you know, if you want to do anything tangible, it's like, I totally will, as long as it's not illegal, immoral, or, you know, I don't even care if it's fattening, but, you know, it's like, as long as you're illegal and moral, I'm good.
Yeah, right. That's very good. That's very well. Thank you so much. And I, you're right. I just have to get my ego out of it and just love him and let him know I'm here. And then, even though he might not tell me exactly what's going to happen tomorrow, or I can't tell him what's going to happen tomorrow, you just say, but I just want you to know that and leave it at that. Yeah.
Out of curiosity, have you ever sat down and watched The Secret with him? It's like where Jack Canfield, the author of The Chicken Soup for the Soul, says,
Yes.
I have.
Actually, I'm a spiritual teacher, so I've been, you know, instilling them. They're the creator of their own faith. They're the co-creator with God, you know, and on and on and on. And of course, when you're trying to teach them this from a relatively, if you've got two really strong-willed kids, it's like they're going, But, you know, they both really have their own beliefs. My son is having a hard time really discerning what the higher power is, but he knows that within him it's there. And so, again, with that, you have to, and I've been very good about letting him choose and follow his way. I'd rather have him be looking for his truth than to be following other people and going to a church just because that's the thing to do.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's like if you taught them to think for themselves, that is the most empowering thing you can do, and to make their own choices and the rational thing through things.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
like it's really ironic because that's what my son ran into in the military, because I suggested he only go in for 2 years. He signed up for 6 years because it was better bonuses. I was like, oh, geez. But what he found out was I had raised him to the point where military kind of expects people to give their power over to them, and they really don't want you to think for yourself. And it's like he was far too independent a thinker to suit their taste. So anytime, you know, they would ask him for his honest opinion, he learned the magical phrase. He would say, permission to speak freely, and they would look at him and go, okay. And the few times he did that, he was like, yeah, it was enough to get me in really hot water. And they really began to think, you know, every time I used that phrase, they started, you know, bracing themselves for something they weren't going to want to hear. And he says, it kind of short-circuited you where I was going career-wise, Mom. I'm like going, well, you know, do you want to be a minion or do you want to, you know, proceed? He's like, nope, he's butting it head on. I'm going, oh, geez, he's going to take on the Army system itself. So good for him.
Yeah. But that's what happens when we're given these wonderful children and they do start thinking for themselves, then they make some choices that we're going, okay, all right, God bless. But it's exciting.
God will watch over you.
Yeah.
May he carry you, and it's like, and hold your hand, please. And you go, that's when you have those private conversations with God, go, you know, he's your child. It's like, do something with him.
And that's right. And, yeah, and back away and observe and say, well, this will be very interesting to watch. I can get to that point, it's interesting. So.
And, honey, I'm here to help you pick up the pieces if it doesn't quite pan out the way you want it to.
I know, but you should be very proud of your son. You know, it would be really very interesting to see where he goes. If they actually, maybe they'll create a whole other thing just for him.
Well, he actually ended up getting out of the infantry, and he changes what they call MOS. It's like, I can't remember, you know, they have all these acronyms and things. Mm-hmm. He's now in PSYOPs, in psychology operations, and he's preparing. He deployed to Afghanistan, I think it was like twice in the 6 years that he was there, and now he's going over on the flip side of it, on the mental end of it, and they're going to be pulling him again this September. So I'm like going, oh, good. It's like me and God are going to get real tight again. And he goes, no, Mom, it's not like last time. I'm not going to be in firefights. I'm not going to. It's like, you're not going to carry a gun? He's like, well, no. You know, I was like, yeah. You know, it's not, we're, you know, we're always armed in a battle zone, blah, blah, blah. He's like, right. And he says, but this is diplomatic missions. This is, you know, we're talking to people. We're trying to reason with them. And I'm like, good luck.
That it took him into a place where he can use his mind.
Yes, that is true. That is absolutely true.
Not only his mind, but his spirituality, too, even though you can talk to the people about spirituality, but it's there with you, your presence, your light.
Right, exactly.
So he's probably doing a great service. Wow.
I hope so. It's like the other. I mean, the ironic part of it is the second son also decided to go into military for totally different reasons, because he ended up getting his bachelor's. First he got his bachelor's, then 2 years later he got his master's, both in civil engineering. The bachelor's he went through on his dad's GI Bill, and then his master's he had to join the Guard himself, and they paid for stuff. And it's like, and then he went to ROTC, and he ended up graduating with his master's degree at a 4.0. I was really surprised, because this is my child with a learning disability. But he got his 4.0 civil engineering, and also got commissioned as a second lieutenant same day during graduation. And he's now been off and about, but they're at least stateside. It's like he and the wife and small guy are down in New Mexico. But, yeah, he's also in it, but he's from the officer side. So the younger brother is actually an officer over the older one, who is still in the rank and uniform, which really makes it interesting when they get together, because Zeb will look at him and go, I can boss you around. He goes,
right,
only when I'm in uniform.
Me.
A very changed family dynamic there, you know, only while we're at work. It's like, otherwise it doesn't lie.
Right. Oh, wow.
Anyway. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It's like, I've seen you in our chat room, you know, on and off, and it's like, I'm so glad you decided to talk with us today, and, you know,
thank
click
you.
Follow, and please, you know, come back. It's like, we enjoy talking to you, and let us know what the
so
outcome
much. I will. I'll let you know what happens, and I just appreciate you. I'm just going to go find a bat and hit my mattress a little bit.
I'm telling you,
may I suggest balloons and those little darts? You know, darts and balloons.
Yeah, I'll do that too.
And play something like Black Sabbath or something like really, you know,
dark.
Get you going. You know.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank
you
for calling.
Bye. Thank you.
All righty. Sounds good. Okay. Here's the number I think we were, well, let's see. Where'd we go here? Oh, come on. All right. It flipped us up and out. Okay. Hang on. There we go. Okay. Area code 613. It's like I'm thinking I recognize this one.
Hi, it's Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Yeah.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Rita.
Hi. Okay. Let me tell you the situation, and then I'll ask the question, okay? I got separated, I guess, 4 years ago, and went through a really bitter divorce, and I ended up having to, I ended up homeless, so I had to come back to my mom's house. She's got three kids here. My sister has the upstairs, a whole floor. My brother has the basement, a whole floor. And I have a little, I don't know, 9x6 room in her house. And I've had to keep my stuff in storage and pay a monthly payment with a pittance of money that I have. And she's never let me move it here. So I ended up having a fight with the storage company last week. And they told me that I needed to get my stuff out of there by the end of this week. And I was really worried about asking my mother because we never really got along, which is, I guess, why she didn't want me to have my stuff here. But I've been here for 4 years now, and it's time. So anyway, after the show yesterday is when I found out I had to get my stuff out of storage. And before the show today, or just when the show started, is when she came home and I had to tell her. So I did tell her, and she's actually going to build a shed in the backyard. She doesn't want my stuff in the house. She doesn't want me to have access, which is ridiculous, but at least it'll be here. It's going to be in a shed in the backyard. And I've always had relationship problems with my mom, and my mom has like a soul in jeopardy is what I would call it. My sister has had nightmares about it, and Kelly actually gave me a suggestion a few weeks ago about doing like a little novena for her every night in the meditation, marching around the walls of Jericho for the 6 days, and on the seventh blowing the halls to get the rock around her heart to break. And it actually worked, and it did make a difference in our relationship. And I really think that it's because I did this for her and saw that change that Kelly suggested, that she even said yes, that I could bring my stuff home. So that's a miracle in itself. But I didn't do that for me. I did it because I was afraid for her. Now, the question is, this is good. This is going to free up like an extra $120 a month for me. My question is this the beginning of the new manifestation of my getting back on my feet?
And I'm actually getting yes, because it's been a very healing experience for you to be around your mother, okay? I'm also getting that your mother feels like she needs her children around her, okay?
Yes.
That's what I'm getting. They're saying that the lessons are becoming complete with you, okay? I am getting that there is some of your stuff that you kept in storage that you should sell, okay? Mm-hmm. So think about those items, okay? And I do see you on your own. It doesn't feel like a really big place, okay? But it feels comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like a one or two bedroom. That's what it feels like. It doesn't feel huge. But it just, you know, they're calling it like a cottage. It just feels...
And that is exactly my dream fantasy is to have a little cottage on the water.
Yeah. So
and just enough for like one person.
Yeah. And again, I'm hearing it is coming into fruition. You know, it's weird. I'm hearing a really old song, Almost Grown. So I feel like, you know, it's almost there.
Good.
And now I'm hearing In the Winter Time by Steve Miller, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know exactly where you live, but the way I'm seeing it is like when it's really cold, that really cold feeling that comes, and that's usually February, early March, you know, sometimes
yeah.
in January, but February, you know, is so cold, you know, in certain areas of the country, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, you are definitely on the right path, and my guides are so funny. They're saying, keep up with those affirmations, girl. Keep doing them. Okay? So, yes, keep doing it. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you will
you.
Feel so free once you leave.
I know. Believe me.
Oh, God.
But it's been 4 years of prayers and waiting, but not feeling anything manifesting. And this one little thing is such a big thing that's freeing me up. So just have my stuff near me and access to it. It's
right.
just going to do so much for my self-esteem.
Right.
Like that, my mom's actually willing to help me. And I think you're right. She does need her kids around her, and she knows that I'm one of these independent birds that just
right.
takes off and flies. And I think her not helping me was forcing me to not fly.
Mm. Okay. Right.
So, but, you know, maybe she's finally accepting it. you know.
Well,
that,
she
yeah,
wants. Yeah, she wants. She it feel it like it feels like it empowers her. She's in control. She doesn't
yeah.
have to worry about being lonely too, because that and alone, that's a huge fear of hers.
Right.
A huge
right.
fear. You know.
Yeah. But she's not doing it in a healthy way. It's not healthy for her. And that was one of the main reasons of doing these prayers for her. It wasn't for our benefit. It was for her own.
Right.
Because that can't be good for anybody's soul to manipulate and control just so that they don't have to feel alone.
Right. And
that's
my,
not, the,
my
that's
guides,
not the way to go about it.
Right. But my guides are saying, look at her childhood. Okay?
I know. I don't All know
right.
it. She's never, I don't
no.
know it. I
it
saw
just,
a little bit of it in those meditations, and
it
was
it's horror.
Not good.
It's horror, okay? It was much better than your childhood. I mean, your childhood was much better than hers, excuse me. Got that
okay.
backwards. Yeah, so, you know, yeah, so keep doing what you're doing, you know?
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much, Pamela. And Kelly,
okay.
thank you, too. And do you mind if I just stay on the line and listen? I mean, you can take me out of the queue, but... I can hear much
no
better on the phone than in the browser.
Okay. That's what yeah that's what Trish was. I just kind of caught those as like I saw a couple extra messages up there. It's like apparently the PMing is not working, and apparently the they're getting hieroglyphic messages. private
that's
message,
funny.
You know, but, well, yeah, I got to keep it in the chat, man. It's like it did that to me the last time too. So yeah, and then Trish was saying there's no sound. I'm like going, oh man, there's no sound. It's like, holy moly, what's up with that? I really haven't blog talked on this, but yeah, no problem. All right, you know, I would almost, we don't have anybody else waiting in queue, and you know, we got a few minutes here, so it's like, is there anything else you want to, you know, share or ask Pamela while you got her here or anything? Oh, and Rita must not have heard me on that one. Okay. Now she's typing in the thing there. Okay. we're having a really interesting moment here because Becky's going, I can speak some Japanese. And it's like I'm, you know, Laughlin is going, yeah, doesn't anybody speak hieroglyphics? Anyway.
Let's go back to the Egyptian time, right? That's
funny. Walk like an Egyptian. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, my God, I'm rubbing off on you. Look at that.
you are. You know, I was going to tell you that because I've been doing this thing where, yeah, the last, you seriously are, because they have been going, oh, you like Toontown. It's like, I've been getting bits and pieces. I don't even recognize the songs, okay? It's like, I remember just little bits and lines and it was just somebody I was, like, talking to. I actually was talking to Maggie, and it's like, oh, and she logged out because she was going to, Maggie's really trying to sell her house in the worst way and really trying to get out of New York and really wanting to be out of there, I said, I don't know, well, some of the things that came through, it's like, do you remember the song that was in, and you might know because you're the song person. Yeah, I know it's a country western song, but it says, you know, something about the devil. It's like, you know, I've heard about him, but I never dreamed he'd have blue eyes and blue jeans. Do you remember that one?
Honestly, I really don't know country and western.
Country western? She didn't
yeah.
either. It's like,
no.
Okay, I remember that one, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just kind of sitting there going, and I can't even remember what it was in reference to, because, oh, yeah, I do, too, because we were talking about relationship issues. Yesterday we had a really, really interesting occurrence where we had a bunch of stuff that went on. Oh, man, it's like there's a little gal in chat, and it was Aurora was on yesterday. And she, this little gal, she really did not want to hear that this guy was probably not much good for her, and everybody in chat was having a moment because for some reason it was like, you know, mad moments with men on Monday or something like that. And all of us had some kind of like horror story that was excessively similar to what she had gone through, and it's everybody's just going, you know, leave him, you know, walk, do not run to the nearest exit. And she's just going, oh, but is he going to call me? It's like going, you don't want him to call you. I'm like, but on the other hand, you know, it's like, you know, I started sharing my experience, and I said, you know, really and truly, you know, this dude, it's like he sounds really similar to somebody I know. And I said, you know, call me after the fact. And I said, because I'm not going to say it on air, but I was told later, actually, I think it was when I was talking to Rita, she goes, really, you should say it on air so we can all acknowledge this. And I said, okay, but, you know, now that the caller's not on, I can probably say the word sociopath. So, you know, because I said at the
right.
time that I was going through, I went through three different shrinks and social workers and people that, you know, I described the individual's actions to, and every one of them
two of them handed me the same book, and it was by this Martha, I think I want to say Martha Stout or something like that. She was a gal that did, she was with Harvard Medical something or other for, 25 years and studied this. And she said, we have a crisis going on that is, what was it? She said, it's worse than bulimia. And it's like bulimia, I think, or anorexia or whatever it was only like 3-some% of the population. She said, they figure 4% of the population is sociopaths. And it's like, in her book, it was like, defined as those people that they have no conscience. Is it, how would you, with some of her opening things, how would you like to go through a day, without guilt, without remorse, without all this? And it's like going, what's the hang up? What's the hitch with that? Really no guilt, no remorse, no nothing. It's like, yeah, all you have to do is be this way. It's like, oh golly, no thanks. Don't think I want to do that. But on the other hand, as I read through the book, I was like, yeah, this is why I understand now why they gave me, the one just said, I'll just loan it to you. And I went out and I actually bought the book and I disseminated it. I bought about a dozen of them and gave them away to friends and people that I figured were in different kind of relationships. And said, you got to read this. This is what's going on. It's like, oh my goodness. And she, very much all of us were getting, even me who says, okay, I'm no longer, just so I don't get hammered on the other side and so they don't come through and tell you, it's like, I'm no longer saying I'm not psychic. I'm just saying it doesn't come out very often to the public. In this lady's case, it came out.
Right.
I'm like, oh, no.
Right. But, and the problem is I would have people call when I used to work the advisor lines. They would call and they would ask the same question over and over again. Is he going
right.
to call? Is he this? Is he that? And,
right.
Sometimes I have to let it go with certain people because you can – tell somebody to leave someone, they're no good for you. But really,
right.
until they make that decision,
until
just like children, they're going to, they're going to, stay with them. And it's sad, but I can only guide them, and I'm just the messenger. And believe me, I've been screamed at. I've been hung up on. That's one of the reasons why I left the lines. It was just so draining for that fact. Oh, yeah, because there are a lot of people who want to hear what they want to hear, and I am not going
to
tell them
that. They're not open to the truth of what's going to happen. Oh, shoot.
Right, and usually, usually a sign is, when is he going to call, does he love me, is he going to stay? Those are usually some red flags, because because I know that even though my boyfriend has never said I love you, I can tell in his actions, okay? He calls me, he emails me, he shows up when he's supposed to. Okay, and
he makes a commitment and keeps it. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And it's through his actions that show me a lot. And and I don't get red flags like I have with men in the past because deep down inside they just want me to validate things or they want me to validate their denial. Too. And that's probably what that lady was looking for. I've never dated a psychopath, but I have dated a narcissist, which is kind of the same because they only care about themselves.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah, those are some tough people, and they're usually really nice people and outgoing, but really it's all about them.
They've learned how to put up a really good mask and a really good front. Yeah,
right.
Totally.
Yes.
I hear that. And what was even funnier was somebody had called, on one of the later shows, somebody clicked back in and they were like, yeah, it's like, the same lady, because we spent, it was a little bit longer show. We had a 90-minute show for her yesterday. And we spent a good solid, probably half hour, half hour, almost 45 minutes just on that call because Aurora was talking to her, I was talking to her, it's like everybody in the chat room was talking to her.
Wow.
The whole thing. And then she called another show and asked the same question and got the same answer.
Of course.
She was really not happy. It's like, oh my goodness, but, and I said at the other, on the other hand, it's like, I did the devil's advocate moment. I said, I understand where she's at because I said, having been involved with a person who is like this, I said, I absolutely understand they hook you, they get their, they get their hooks into you.
Oh, sure.
And it's just, and where he hooked me was, they look for the chink in your armor. They look where you're the weakest. My thing is I always wanted to help people, it's like I want to be able to, figure like I'm doing, doing a service and helping people as part of my, numerological life path and all that good stuff. And that's exactly what he did. It's like right up until the day, and I didn't realize how much I'd been being played until he looked at me one day, and, you know, because, I mean, literally, I was following him around, you know, reading him spiritual books, and reading him the Bible, reading, you know, different things. It's like, you know, because he was a farmer, rancher. I don't have time to read, so, you know, you can follow me around, you can read me, blah, 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 blah. I'm like going, okay. You know, it's like, I don't mind because it was educating myself at the same time, too, because I'm reading out loud, okay? So it was like, it was a, you know, dual education. But the real education part came when he looked at me with this really, you know, funny look on his face, and he goes, well, don't you think it's nice, you know, when you can tell people that they're helping you and they think that you know, it's like, it was pretty something like, you know, they think that you're helping, you know, that they're helping you. And I looked at him, and he just kind of smirked, and I went, I didn't say anything out loud, and it's like it all went like a key in a tumbler. It just was this big click, and I was like, okay, that's how you have played me, you mucksucker. It's like,
right.
You know, but that's exactly what he'd done. He played into the thing. It's like, oh, but you're helping me. You know, you're helping me grow as a spiritual person. Like, you know, and I just went, nope, I haven't helped him one flipping bit. It's like he was so on the dark side. It's going to be, I mean, and actually what was really ironic with it is when I finally got enough perspective, Ratatouille, I'd like some nice perspective today. You know, I finally got enough perspective on it. And it's ironically enough, Jethro had met him. He was good enough that he masked Jethro. He fooled Jethro in this. And I was like going, wow. It's like that was really, you know, because he did. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like they ooze charm. It's kind of like the Hitlers or the Bonapartes or, you know, whatever. It's like those people that they just have that magnetic, you know, magnetism, whatever. And it's like Jethro got sidetracked by it too. And I was like, I was really, really surprised. It's like when he got some perspective, when things went on later and I was talking about stuff, he says, I need to look again. And when he looked without him present, then he went, oh, man, he says, I've got some bad news for you. It's like, oh, geez, you know. But my reality and my getting out of the relationship didn't happen until he threatened to, you know, shoot me and burn my body in a barrel on his ranch.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I left and I never went back. And the ironic part of it was he called me about 10 days later going, well, aren't you going to come back out? I was like going, let me replay our last conversation for you. He got mad all over again, you know. And I was like, well, if that's the way you feel about it, I was like going, yeah, really, it is. I was like, I would just assume live. Thank you. Have a nice life. You know?
Right. And actually, when you were talking to him, you know, about him, one of the things, that word I kept on getting over and over again was slave, you know, so I don't know if he wanted you as a slave or you might have been a slave in a past life for all I know. But
I think a little bit of both. He was one of those people, he's, I mean, I can share this part, he was a king of clubs, and in his particular genre, he wanted to have a harem of women. Well, he couldn't, you know, get that together. He tried. He tried really hard. I didn't know how hard he tried until, you know, like I'll say way after the fact when I discovered a whole lot of other things. But apparently, you know, he was working really hard on that. And if there was somebody in the county he hadn't had, I'm not sure who it was. Yeah, one of those. His dad apparently took away his belt buckle, his belt used to put notches in. I'm like going, wow. Hadn't met one of those in a long time. Hadn't met one of those probably ever, actually. But, yeah, it was really, really a different modality. So, yeah.
That's pretty scary, you know. But I just want to let the listeners know that that's only 4% of the population.
Yeah.
There are a lot of good men out there. Really, there are, you know.
Yes.
You know, and I'm sure that 4% includes some women, you know. And
oh, yeah. Yeah,
and you know, most of us like to serve and help people, and that it's really,
exactly.
And the same with the narcissist. I'm sure it's a larger population, you know, and we like to serve. But you know, when somebody is constantly talking about them, and then you try and talk about you or what's going on, or if you're having something bad going on, you know, I mean, I was going through bad menstrual pains, and he just told me it was all in my head, and I'm like, no, it's in my uterus, thank you very much. But, you know, yes, I'm sure my thoughts can make it worse, but it's still in my uterus, you know?
Exactly. And, still in my body. Hello.
Yeah, and then it's like, let's go back to me. 2 minutes on you, the rest of the 24 hours on me. Thank you very much, you know.
God. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy moly. So you've gone through some growing pains, too. It's like, all righty.
Well, do that trek. Oh, yeah. One of the things that makes me so good at helping people guide through them through relationships, not only is, of course, my guides and angels, they give a lot of information, but, you know, I also can help them because I've made a lot of mistakes. I have compassion. I've understand where they've been,
right.
But I've also made some really good choices, too.
Choices. Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what everybody kind of got to going on. I was like, man, it's like, why does it seem like we're all having this, you know, literally, it's like just about every one of the ladies that was in the chat room on Monday were like, we all seem to have, you know, gone through this moment. And I'm like thinking, is this a spiritual growth moment? Is this something for us to, you know, be able to spiritually grow, or we have to have this to have compassion for whatever, you know? And it's like, and the other question is, how does it help the guys? Because, I mean, they obviously have to be there providing the lesson. It's like, do they get a chance to flip out of that at some point and be better guys again, or what?
For all we know, the way they have it set up and, you know, set up on the other side, when they do the blueprint for you to come in, that guy might actually be getting, you know, some good karma for doing that. Do you know what I mean? That, you know, for playing
right.
that role. We don't
playing
know.
Playing the bad guy.
Playing the bad
wow.
guy, for all we know. Or for all we know, we have to go through that because we did the same thing. You know,
ooh,
that's the nice
balance,
thing about, yeah, about, you know, believing that, you know, in karma and in past lives, is that we can't really say, well, it's all you, you know?
Right. It takes two. Takes two to dance. Takes two to tango.
Exactly. So, you know, okay, maybe they're to blame. You know, we can blame them for what happened, but then we need to take responsibilities. Like, oh, you stepped on my toe, you know, but now I need to take responsibility of how I respond and if I'm going to let it ruin my whole day or my whole week or my whole life, you know, because somebody stepped on my toe. And I know that's a silly example, but, you know.
No, it makes a lot of sense. And actually, and Rita typed something in there, too. She said, you know, about the abuse, and she said there was – she actually said something about there was some kind of face reading or something. I was going to ask her about that yesterday. I'm going to really cheat here. I'm just going to grab her back on. Hey, Rita, are you still on the line there? There we go. I was going to ask you about that face reading thing you were saying something about. It's like where people read your face and it's like they, you know, you could tell how much abuse you'd been through, you know, when you didn't know you'd been through abuse or, you know, something like that. It's like, what was, because I kind of saw bits and pieces of that in the chat, and it's like, I wasn't tracking all of it.
I don't remember. Are you talking about yesterday's chat or today?
Yeah, yesterday's chat. It's like, because you were saying,
well,
something, you know, about that one caller we had.
I don't remember, but I know exactly what you're talking about. So let me just, my own sister was in an abusive relationship that she was in denial of for years. And this actually happened to two of my sisters, that they were both married to these guys. And when they got rid of the guys, their faces changed. They looked 10 years younger than they had looked for the last 20 before that. I mean, unbelievable. You can absolutely see it in somebody's face. The minute the abuse is out of their life, the contortions in their face disappears. You know, and you just got used to seeing them like that you thought this is just the way that they looked, until all of a sudden the pain and the abuse is gone, and then there's this underlying happiness, and all those lines, they just disappear, and the person doesn't look injured or angered or hurt anymore. They actually look light. They look like they're as light as a feather.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
it does.
All righty. Well, golly, we're done. We've got our hour. It's like nobody else is calling in. It's like, if anybody in chat room, you know, this kind of like last call, guys. It's like, you know, if you got anything you want to ask Pamela today, and she's having a special, and it's like, I want to clarify. So it's like, if people will call in the next 2 days, today and tomorrow, to book that reading with you, and they can call at 973-229-9704. And if they'll at least book the reading, or they get $25 off a half-hour reading, can they buy a gift certificate for it? You know,
they
for that price?
Of course, they can. They can buy a gift certificate, and all I actually ask is if that you, you know, pay for it within the next 2 days, because you know it's all.
Okay.
You know, as long as it's you know by 11:59 tomorrow.
Right.
Evening, you know, and I realize that people live in time zones, so I mean, I will take an account of that. You know, it's $15 off of a reading, but I'm sure a lot of the listeners might not have ever gotten a reading, and I always do an introductory offer of $10 off, so it would be $25 off a half-an-hour reading. You can't go wrong with that. So.
Wow. We got one more caller. We got one more caller. This must be our last caller in here. It's like, and actually, Tristan must have one more thing to ask, but area code 253. Got 10.
Hi. This is Holly. Do I need a direct question or just... How does it work?
Do you have a question or an area you want me to look at?
Or just a general reading? Or?
Yeah, just a general and don't know.
All right.
You got any messages?
All right.
Yeah, do I have any messages?
Okay, what I'm getting is, first of all, I heard the song Moving On Up, okay? Then I saw a circle going around and around and shooting up, okay? So it feels like I want to say you're going to a higher platform, okay? And it feels good. I'm getting to trust the energy, okay? I want to say it's really funny because I heard zoom, okay? And I saw a hand take you and lift you up, okay? There are going to be others that are going to, and I'm not really sure what this entitles. It doesn't matter. I think you understand. There's going to be others who are going to try and pull you down, okay? And I'm actually seeing you going up, and they're holding on to your clothes and stuff. And I'm getting to pat their hands so they let go of you. And if they don't, let them take off your sweater. I'm actually seeing somebody pull off your sweater. It's kind of funny. And keep moving. And at the same time, what I'm seeing is like you. Throwing down those people who are beneath you, and they're not really beneath you, but, you know, who are staying at the same level is a better way of putting it, throwing them hearts, throwing them, like, flower petals and stuff, and as you do that, some of them, not all of them, are, like, on, like, this little disc thing, and they're also being raised up to your level, so it feels like, it feels good, okay, and I'm getting to enjoy the ride, but also to fear the fear and do it anyway, okay? Because it makes my heart feel good. It makes my, you know, heart feel lighter, okay?
Yeah.
So trust it. Trust it is what they're saying. Okay?
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we got another couple. We got Teddy's mom. It's like, all righty, there's a new one for us. Teddy's mom, you're on.
Hi.
Almost.
That was fast. That was really fast.
All righty. Well, welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I'm a little bit worried about my future, and I'm panicking a little bit about as far as time is and being able to, you know, have something for myself, because I haven't been able to accumulate anything yet, and, you know, opportunities and everything else. I'm trying to build opportunities so that I can have something for myself, but right now it's just my own reality is starting to scare me. Can you see anything positive?
Okay. Actually, what they're giving you direction to do is I'm seeing you, like, sitting down with your legs crossed over, and I feel like you need to meditate and be grounded, okay? The way they're saying is, like, you're kind of up there trying to manifest stuff, but you also need to be on the planet Earth, okay, and planting your seeds. And when you do that, and again, just get grounded. When you do that, it feels like things are going to flourish. I see you planting seeds, and they're growing, you know, and they're actually going, like, and they're growing really quickly, okay? But also to be clear about what you want to manifest. And they're letting you know, my guides and angels are saying, like, where you are now is fine. You're perfect, okay? You're loved. just being who you are is good enough, okay? If you want to create more, that's great, and they'll be with you. So be grounded, be clear, and it will manifest, okay?
So it will. So
yeah.
I've even started buying lottery tickets, and I never did.
Right, but again, I'm just getting to be clear what you really want, okay? And
well,
as
I know what I want. It's just a matter of getting a little bit lucky, you know.
Okay. Okay. The other thing I'm hearing is the song by Queen, Need Somebody to Love, you know. And I'm getting just to love others, and the love will be returned too. Okay? That's important.
Love others. Is that the message? Is it with the...
I'm not sure if that's the same message or this. I'm just hearing that song. Okay, need somebody to love. You know, won't somebody find me someone to love? And what I'm getting is put your love out, you know, to others, people, humans, animals, whatever, and love's going to be returned to you.
Good.
Okay? That feels important.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
You take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Call back in and let us know how it goes.
Kelly?
Yes.
I just want to tell you that I have no idea what I was talking about in those last two messages, but as long as they get it, that's all. Because sometimes
you
I have
what?
A
that's okay.
Yeah, sometimes I have a little understanding, but I had no idea what I was talking about. But they seem to have gotten it, so that's good.
That's exactly right. You know, that's the biggest thing. Actually, when Jethro, you know, through the years has read for me, it's like he would start trying to interpret things, and I would just go, no, it's like, just tell me exactly what they're saying. And he'd look at me really funny and go, but I'm supposed to be an interpreter. I said, no, in this case, it's like, you just need to give me an exact, you know, what are they saying? And he'd look at me really weird and go, okay, they're saying da-da-da-da-da. And it's like going, oh, well, that makes sense. And he'd look at me so weird and he'd go, but it doesn't make sense to me. I said, because the message isn't for you. It doesn't have to. He's like, any guy, you know, is like, it's, you know, everybody has their growing pain. So sometimes, remember in the Bible, the book of Daniel? Daniel had no clue what he was writing, okay? Sometimes that's the way for us, too. We have no absolute clue what we're telling the person, but it doesn't have to make sense to us. All it has to do is make sense to them, and that's
right.
The important part.
In fact, I would prefer that they get it and I don't, because it's more frustrating when I kind of understand and they're just not getting it. That's frustrating for me. So, okay, I don't get it, but you got it. Okay, cool. Take it with
you.
Get
it? Exactly. Okay, let's see. Rita had one last question here, and then Tristan, I think, looks like she's got one more question. So, Rita.
Hi. Okay, Pamela, I'm sorry. I didn't ask you this before. I had a dream about my stepson the other day. I haven't seen him in maybe 6 years, that he showed up at my mother's door to see me and talk to me. And it was so real. And I was actually talking to Kelly about this yesterday because there might be some legal trouble with his father and me. And I'm not sure of what his motivations would be. Like, is he coming to see me? Just because I really believe he is going to come and see me within the next few months.
Right.
I have dreams that come true. But I want to know his motivations. Is he coming because his dad is sending him to try to manipulate me? Or is he coming just to reconnect with me because he misses me?
You know what? Honestly, I'm getting he does miss you. He wants to reconnect. But I feel like there's something he needs to clean up, okay? Or it's you that needs to clean up, because I keep on getting a vision of a dustpan and those little sweeper brooms. It's not a big broom, but it's a little bit, and like you're down on the floor and sweeping it up. So it feels like a little mess that needs to be cleaned up, but it doesn't feel like anything big. But I am getting...
Well, it is for him. He's probably in a 12-step program, so I bet it is one of those steps, you know?
Okay. All right. And again... I'm not seeing it as like a huge thing. I'm not sure who it's not a huge thing, but I also am getting, you know, like a child hugging its mother and putting the head, you know, up against the chest, but also what's that area called? The it's not the scapula, it's the clavicle area, you know, the neck before the neck. Okay.
Oh, that's so loving. And you're not hearing a song?
No, I'm sorry, I'm not. I don't always get songs.
Okay. Oh, but anyway, that's a beautiful portrayal. So to me, that doesn't sound like anything manipulative.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, just like he's trying to clear something up for himself. Okay.
Exactly.
And
Yeah, it's not a big deal to me, but I'm sure it's gigantic in his head.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
All righty. And let's see. And one last question here. Tristan has got one last one. Pop back in. It's like, what was your last one?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My question is about finances. When do you see something turning around so that I can get some help?
Yeah, I just keep on feeling things being balanced, okay? And they're showing me bookkeeping, and, you know, it just feels like the bills are paid. You know, there's a little left over, okay? That's what I'm feeling, and I'm getting 3-6, and I'm not really sure what they mean by that, okay? But, again, things are going to be balanced, okay?
Do you know how soon?
Again, 3 or 6. I don't know if that's 3 or 6 days or 3 weeks, or it just feels very soon, okay? And not to worry about it, you know? And they are playing Stevie Wonder's song. It's the second time today. Don't you worry about a thing, okay? The other thing I'm getting is Nationwide is on your side, okay?
okay.
And I'm not really sure what that means. Hopefully you understand, okay? But again, don't worry, okay? What I'm seeing is like you like being scared and like taking pennies and adding them up and like rolling them and stuff like that. And I'm getting not to think that way, you know, visualize, you know, money coming to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Pamela.
Okay,
thank you, Kelly.
Thanks.
Alrighty. Welcome. All right. Well, I want to do one last run through here, and we'll tell a little bit about the upcoming shows here. Let's see, we had Pamela today, and I'm going to have her. I'm going to save the best for last, and let her give her info here in just a minute. We have www.jethrosmith.net. He's on Facebook and Twitter, 928-284-0437, and you can get him at psychicjethro@aol.com. And actually, he's having Living in the Psychic Realm on today at, 2 o'clock my time, which is 4 o'clock Eastern time. And that call-in number is 714-333-3354. We also have Mystic Celeste. She's at www.celestialreadings.net. And hers is 928-554-4422. And she's on various days. I know she's. I don't think she's on Psychic's Gone Wild anymore, but she is over there on Living in the Realm. We have Aurora Rose with us on Mondays. She's at www.aurorarosepsychic.web.com. And I wish I had her number memorized. I remember the 270, and I'll have to give that one out later. We have Sonda Green. She's also over on Living on the Realm, and she's might be back bouncing back and forth a little bit between here and there. She's at ylsammy@gmail.com. And then we have Linda Irwin on Thursdays, not only just on Thursdays. She's picking up some of the couple of the other shows on Psychic's Gone Wild and Living in the Realm. And she's at www.lindaru.blogspot.com. She's on Facebook as Continuum X Headquarters, as Continuum. And her her musical CD. She has got her CDs. She wrote some original music, which a lot of times I get a chance to play on the show because I've been slowly listening to them, and I'm absolutely going to get those. She's only asking $10 for her CD discs and, just a dollar or two maybe for to mail it to you. And hers is at C, and it's Continuum without all the most of the vowels. It's CNTNUUMX at frontier.com to get a hold of her. And now, drumroll. We have Pamela. It's like, and I'm going to have her give her information again.
Okay, it's www.successfulrel.com, and it's successfulandrel.com. The REL is short for relationships. My phone number is 973-229-9704. I'm on Twitter at Rep Pamela. I'm on Facebook, Pamela, and the last name is spelled Cumminf. And I'm just reminding people that today and tomorrow I'm giving a special offer on a half an hour reading, $15 off. If you're a new client, you also get the introductory offer, which is $10 off. So that's $25 off. All that I do ask is that you do pay for it. And that you can book it anytime within the next 90 days, because obviously I'm not going to be able to book everybody in 2 days. And if you want, you can use it for a gift certificate, and it makes a wonderful gift. So,
Indeed. So there you have it.
I would agree with that one. So it's like, yes, and anybody you given those gift certificates to, it's like, you know, think birthdays, graduations, people are having a hard time in their life, you know, stick it in with your bouquet of flowers or candy, you know, candy, chocolate, all that good stuff. You know? And guess what, honey, I got you one of these. So, yeah, it's like, get a hold of Pamela, and you've gotten to hear her and talk with her live on the air today and see how she works and how she rolls, and it's like she is an amazing psychic. We're so glad to have her here on Psychics Gone Wild with us. And, yeah, look forward to her. Are we going to get to see you again next Tuesday? I know, please do get a hold of Jester. I'll put it that way. He's been trying to get a hold of you for the last couple of days, so it's like, okay, I'll make sure that you know to call him. Call him when you get there. All righty.
Yes, I will be on next Tuesday, okay?
All righty. Sounds very good. Sounds really good. And let me get your, I'm posting this here in chat. So 973-229 and make sure I got 9704, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Got that one. I'm trying to post because, you know, whenever we have new people in, it's like some of them go, you guys talk way too fast. So I try to type and post and talk slow as I go. So anyway, we will see you guys another day, another time. Same, I hate to say same bat time, same bat station, but you know, some days that's what it feels like. And Pamela will be back on with us. And for those of you who want to actually catch Jethro, he's on today at 2 o'clock by time, which is about roughly half an hour here. So anyway, we will see everybody. And, let's see. Oh, Linda's got a new one posted here. So we're going to listen to a little bit of music here. We got a little bit of on-air time. And I want to hear one of these. So this will be an opportunity for you guys to hear some of the stuff that she's doing. And let's see. Okay. And we are at 773-897-6461. Or our sister show is 714-360-3354. This is Call for Mirror. It's perfect now. Linda Irwin with Don. I think it's Bant, Banter. Banter. All righty, and that's our show for the day, and thank you guys for calling in, trying to get stuff posted there in chat just a bit, and we will see you all
60 seconds. Thank you. We'll see you all in a little bit.